Mishnah says, "Ketzad mevorchim al haperus." How do we make a brocha on perus? Well, some say there are two types of perus: there's pre-adomo and pre-yates. So how do we make a brocha? So Tosfos starts off as loyshayach lahakshoyis tana echi koydi toni ketzad. At the beginning of the Masech to start off, where do we know such a loch of Krishma that you're saying, when do you start saying Krishma? Here also, the Mishnah, so far we didn't see any chiyuv to make brochas. So how does the Mishnah right away start off? Ketzad, how do you make a brocha? The Mishnah should have first explained that there's a chiyuv to make a brocha. But Tosfos says, first of all, of course, we'll see in the Gemara, it's a tzvara to make a brocha. Or else because we had before in the third perek that about keri mevorach la'achra ve'en mevorach la'fonah. Yadav is a Baal Keri, and he eats, so he's allowed to make a bench. He's allowed to say Bricha Samosim, because that's Midiraisim, but he does not make a Bracha Rishon, because that's only Midirabonim. So it gets to the Mishnayos already before said there is a Chiyuv to make a Bracha Rishon. Now we're explaining what is the Nusach HaBracha. Has Chetzim Mavorchim, what's the Nusach of the Bracha Rishon? Al Peris, Ilon of fruits that come off the tree, Huaymeh Boire Pri. You say Boire Pri, the fruit of the eights, the tree. Chutz min hayayin, except from wine, shal hayayin huwayme bor pri hagofen. On yayin we have a new bracha to say bor pri hagofen. That means really on wine there should also be a bor pri eitz. And a lot of Rishonim hold that b'dieved, if you made a bor pri eitz on wine, you are yotze. Because wine really is a pri eitz. It comes out of the grapes. Now wine is called the fruit of the grape. Now, even though by other peris, we'll see in the Gemara later on, mashal oranges. If you squeeze out an orange on the juice, you only make a shakal niyavdvaroi. It's the juice of other peris is not called like the pri itself. The juice of other peris, the Gemara calls, is called zeyab alma. It's like sweat. It's not even called part of the fruit. So on orange juice, we make a shakal. But wine is different. Wine, we'll see in the Gemara, wine and an oil, shemen, that comes out of Zayis, that's called the Ikar, the Pri. There's a Svar because the Ikar of a grape and the Ikar of an olive is for the juice that comes out of it. Since it's such a chashuv a thing, oil, olive oil, and it's so chashuv wine that comes out of the grape, the Ikar of the grape is the juice that comes out of it. Different than other pears. Other fruit, the Ikar of an orange is to eat the orange itself. The juice that comes out of the orange, that's like a tuffel, you only make a shakol on the juice. Mashenken on wine, since the ikar of the grape is oimed to make wine out of it, so really on the wine it's also called a pre-eitz on wine. Now the Mishnah says we don't make a borer pre-eitz on wine, but we make a better brocha. We make a borer pre-agofen, which we'll soon explain in the Gemara, how come we make a borer pre-agofen on this. Let's see Rashi. Ketz mevorachin chutz min hayayin, shemitecha shivusoy, since wine is so choshiv, the Rabbana will convey it to make a new bracha by itself on yayin, which is a bar priagofen, v'chein hapas. The same thing goes for bread. And we'll see, really bread is a prihadomo, and some shita say for the evidence, if you make a bar priadomo on bread, you yaitse. Because bread is just wheat that came out of the adomo, you could make a bar priadomo. But since it's such a chush of a thing, bread, the chazal will convey it to make a moitzi, a special bracha. So there are two things that since it's so choshev, we have a new bracha for it, which is wine. So even though wine is really called pre-eitz, wine is really the pre of the grape, but since it's choshev, they made it a new bracha bor pri-agofen. And the same thing Rashi says is on brit. So again, so all peris ilu make a bor pri-eitz echutz from yayin, shall a yayin uam a bor pri-agofen. The al peris oritz, what about fruit off the ground? So some of us say that means like kidneys, that means like beans. Or else, poshit peiros oritz means like a tomato or like a potato, something looks like a fruit. Just it doesn't come off a tree, it comes off the ground. Is the waima bor pri adama. Something comes out of the ground, we'll make a bor pri adama. We'll see later on in the Gemara exactly what is called a tree, that therefore the fruit you make a bor pri eitz. And what is still called attached to the ground, you only make a bor pri adama. Much like on pineapple, we make a bor pri adama, even though it's a tree. Or bananas, we make a bor pri adama, even though it's a tree. So those gedorim we'll see later on in the Gemara exactly what you need to give it a shame tree that you make a bor pri eitz. And if it's not called a tree, then you make a bor pri adama, even though they're peiros. Vayta chutz min apas, a chutz from bread, even though bread is also like a pri adama, it's coming out of the wheat. Shalapas way ma'amoyt lechem in orvitz. Since pas is so choshev, it's a very important thing, pas, shalah lechem yichi odam, chazal will convey a new bracha ma'amoyt lechem in orvitz. Val ha'yirokis, yirokis pasher means also type of vegetables, but doesn't look like a fruit, like a lettuce, a green vegetables. It's called yirokis. Huwaim ha'bor priyadoma. We also make a bor priyadoma. It doesn't come off a tree, comes out of the ground, we make a bor priyadoma. We have Yehuda Weimer, Yehuda has a special shita, Borim Minya Dishoyim. If Yehuda holds there's no such nusach as Borim Priyadoma, that's not the nusach. He holds there are different type of vegetables. And according to the vegetable, that's what type of bracha you have to make. Borim Minya Dishoyim means you make a bracha on every min vegetable by itself. Look at Rashi. Borim Minya Dishoyim, Dishoyim means like herbs. Lefishiyesh Bechlau Priyadoma Dishoyim. Priyadoma means like herbs. Uzuroyim. Type of beans, kagan kitni, it's like beans. Every min needs its own type of a bracha. So on kitni, you'd say, bari priya kitni. On zroyim, you'd say, bari mina zroyim, you would say, according to Yehuda. Allah, we don't pass like Yehuda. We, like we know, we only have the bracha, bari priya doma. Everything that comes out of the ground, we have one close thing of bracha, bari priya doma. That's all.
Also, what would you say about the perosaret?
What?
What are you going to say about Perosaret?
I'm not sure. Could be the same halacha. I'm not sure. Puri doesn't talk about it. He doesn't say. So Shita just explains how come we have this lechem. How come by lechem we make a bracha moitzi lechem min haaretz? Why don't we say a moitzi lechem min hadoma? And the same thing. How can we make a bracha bor pri hadoma? Why don't we make a bracha bor pri haaretz? These are called Perosaret. So your bracha should be bor pri haaretz. Why do you say bor pri hadoma? So Shita says, because he go boss to the Mishnah of the Kuro, what it says in the Torah, that by lechem the Torah says lohitzi lechem min horitz. There's such a pasuk like that. So therefore, our bracha is hamoitzi lechem min horitz. But the Torah says mereishis kol pri hadama. The Torah says about truma, it's called the loshen mereishis kol pri hadama. Since the Torah calls it pri hadama, that's why Chazal was conveying the bracha bor pri hadama and not to say bor pri horitz. And interesting, by lechem we do say hamoitzi lechem min horitz. But that's the Lashon HaPasuk, Lohitzi Lechem in Horitz. So the brach is a nusach, is the way it's found in the Torah. It says Bor Pri Eitz first in the Mishnah, because that's a more mavur dika bracha. Like we know, like b'dievet, if you'd make a Bor Pri Hadama on an apple, you are Yoitzah. Because an apple really does come out of the Hadama. Just we specify, we explain it more specific by Pri Eitz. We say not only does an apple come out of the ground, but even comes out of a tree. So it's a bracha that's more mavur, that's the more chosh of a bracha. Therefore, the Mishnah first explains bor pri eitz, which is more mavur, and then explains bor pri adam, which is a stam bracha. Anything that grows out of the adam, you make a bor pri adam. Sati Gemara, minohan emili. How do we know that such a yisoid you have to make a bracha before you start eating? Like the Mishnah says, these are brachas we make before we eat the peiros. Where's the pasuk? How do we know it? So the Gemara, the Tana Rabbanan, his first the Gemara wants to bring down psukim. Mash will be the writer, but the maskana sag Gemara is these psukim we can't learn out the chiyuv bracha, and the maskana is the bracha is only a svara, like it's only a chiyuv mid Rabbanan to make a bracha before we eat. That's why the cloud stuff of bracha to go lahokil. The only bracha that we have that's the writer mid the is only brachas hatorah and to bench brachas hamotzim, but all other brachas are only mid Rabbanan. So that's the maskana sagumar. We'll soon see. Now the Havamini will learn it out from Sukkim. We know Animili. The Tana Rabbonim. It says by Lach of Netta Ravai, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. It means peiros that grow the first 3 years that the tree is growing, the peiros are called Olo. You're not allowed to eat the peiros. The fourth year it's called Netta Ravai. The fourth year peiros the Lach are, you're allowed to eat them, but we're only in Yerushalayim. You have to take the peiros even in Yerushalayim. Let's say you don't want to go to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be mechallelit on money. If this is the pear with a growth from the fourth year of the tree, you take this pear and say, I want to be mechallel you on money, and the money you take to Yerushalayim, and the pear you take where you are. So the Pasuk says, B'net Ravai, Kodesh Hilulim Hashem, that it has a din Kodesh, and Hilulim means Lashon Halal, you have to praise Hashem. So it says in Lashon, double Lashon Hilulim, Midashim, Melamit Shetunim Bracha Lefnei Mulachrayim. Hilulim, a double Lashon Rabbin, that there's a hilul, like to say a bracha before you eat Netter Ravai, and after you eat Netter Ravai. So the Gemara Mikanam Rav Kiva, from this pasuk Rav Kiva learned out, that Osan Liyodim Shiyitim Klum Kodim Shivorach. It's also to be toyim anything before you make a bruch. Now it's very shver that Reb Kiva learns it out from this pasuk. The maskana sagemora of this pasuk is not talking about bruches. It's talking about hilchos net revival. We'll soon see. So how come Reb Kiva says mikan? He's saying alocha. From here we learn out this also laadu mehenes klum kodim shivor. Some of us want to say the pshat is that you need an asmach to midiraisi such an inyan to make a bracha. Once you have an asmach to be found someplace midiraisi is an inyan of bracha, then the rabbon have the right to say you have to make a bracha all over. So that's pshat Rabbi Kiva. From here is the asmach. But in that it's shver, if you just want an asmach that there's such an inyan of a bracha, we know there's a chiyuv to bench midiraisi. Be a chalte the savot of bracha, the Torah says. After you eat and you fill yourself up, you have to bench. So we know there's an asmachta to bench from Birchas Hamazon. So why don't Rebbe Kiva say, Torah says, V'chata v'sabot v'rachto, mikan it's also l'atim shittim klum k'atim shivorach. So the Gro learns the pshat is that from benching, you only have to bench if you're surveyor, fill yourself up. And even with the Rabbonin, it's only if you eat a kezayah. If you eat less than a kezayah, bread, there's no chiyuv to bench. So if you learn out from benching, you would think eat less than the kezayis, there's no chiyuv to make a bracha either. I could take a small piece of apple, less than the kezayis, I have no chiyuv to make a bracha at all. But Hashem can hear it. Rabbi Kiva makes the smacht of this posse. Kodesh shelulam rasher mashma, any time, any type of peri, if you want to eat, of netter revive, before you eat it, you have to give shelulam. So Zatumar, very good as Lashin, Nikanam Rabbi Kiva, osel yotam sheyitam, klum, even a small amount, even pochus mekezayis, it's also to have any type of hanor from the smallest amount of prairie without making a bracha. So it's good why you made a smachta from this pasuk and not from benching. Because from benching I would think only you have to eat a kezayis. Less than a kezayis, maybe you don't have to make a bracha. Here I see even less than a kezayis also you have to make a bracha. So Drashi, Kodi Shilulim, Benepti Ravai Ksiv, on the fourth year's peris of any tree. Umashma Shnei Hilulim, Toyim Bachilos, you have to give two hilils before you eat it. Kishetach Lenu. Bishana Ravis, when you did the fourth year, Shumutta Bachila. The first 3 years is called early Nalarita Peris. The fourth year, Krita Peris, you have to give Hilo. Frati Gemara. Fahai Kodi Shilulu Mohachu Diyosa? Does this pasuk talking about you have to say a bracha before and after you eat the Peris? Hai mi boile, this psukim, the Hilulum is different alochis. Cha diyama rachmona, achle, vahodar achle. Is dor din Hilo. Loj Hilul ahei in a ches interchangeable. So as if it's saying Hilulim, as if it's saying a Hilulim. So you could be Mechalit. That means like we said, the fourth year Peris, you have to eat it only in Yerushalayim. Let's say you don't want to take the Peris to Yerushalayim, you have too many apples, take up to Yerushalayim, there's no Adin Chilul. You can take all the apples and take some money and say the Kedushas of these Peris should go onto the money, and all you have to do is just take the money to Yerushalayim. So there's no Adin Chilul. So Drashi Amiboyed Le Hilulim Loshin Hilulim. He's the Hei in the Ches interchangeable. Chad Minayu Osa La Ruya Achle Bi Mechalit V'Hodar Achle. That means Hoitzi Osa L'Chulim. If you have these Peris revived that has Kedusha, your mitzvah is in Yerushalayim and you can't take it there, Bi Mechalit, make it into Chulim. How do you do that? Ayidei Pidyon, by taking money. In Boyes L'Ochle Chutzlu Yerushalayim. If you want to eat these Peris outside Yerushalayim, take some money. And just like we have by Maisa Sheni, take the money and say this Maitish b'mechul on the money. Here also net the revival of 4th year's Peris b'mechul on money. That's one drosha. V'chad l'lam d'chosh d'nemru teres revai ela b'kerim, that you only have a loch of the 4th year. Which Peris can't you eat? Only Yerushalayim, only kerim, only grapes. Shenemar, because the pasuk says kodesh shilulim, it means dover shemahalulim boy toyin chilu v'zel yayin, only something that you sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll soon see they said the shir by the Kabonis on the Yayin, so Yayin has a din of Hilul that you have to have a din yet to revive. The next Gemara. So the Gemara of Yiduch, what's the second Jerusha? Dover Atoyin Shira, means only grapes, has the loch of the 4th year, you can't eat it only in Yerushalayim. Is Toyin Hilul Yatru Mechalit? Ma'ashenkin Ishenim Toyin Shira, other fruits, not wine, not grapes, that there's no din Shira, ain't Toyin Hilul. You don't have to be mechal those peris. That means even though there's a din orla, the first 3 years that a tree is growing, you can't eat any fruit, any type of a tree. But the 4th year is only negator grapes. Mashiach and other peris, the 4th year you're allowed to eat any place. There's such a man yom like that. How does he know this halacha? Because it says kodesh shilulim, something you mechal Hashem. Ukud Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Yom Rav Yenisin. The Yom Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Yom Rav Yenisin. Mina yin sheinoy mim shira el alayayin. How do we know by the Kobonis When did Leviyim used to say their shir to Hashem? Only when they made the Nisach HaYayin. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'atayim ulam HaGefen, the Gefen told them, Hechadalti es tiroishi, should I stop giving off my grapes? HaMesameach Elokim V'anoshim. That grapes is making Hashem happy, and it makes people happy. So it's Gemara, Im HaNoshim Mesameach Elokim V'ma Mesameach. Additionally, the people we understand, when you drink wine, you get happy. It makes you a little shikah. It makes you high. You're happy by drinking wine. But where does Hashem become happy with wine? Mikan sheinayim b'mshir el alayayim. That Leviyim only said shir by the kabbonis only b'shas nisach hayayim. So yayin has loch of simcha hilul. So we say b'shas hilul. That's when it is the mitzvah of netel levayin, the fourth year of grapes. You can't eat it the fourth year only in Yerushalayim. But any other pair you could eat. Shrashi sheinayim b'mshir haLeviyim shir shel korban b'mikdash el alayayim. When they made the Nesachim, when they poured the wine on the Mizbeach, that's when Leviim said the Shir. So far these two Hilulims are not extra. You can't learn it out Hilchus Brachos. We need one Hilul to tell us is Zohar Din Hilul, that you could be Mechal in the parish, you don't have to take it to Yerushalayim, you could be Mechal in Amoni. And the second Hilulim is to tell us only on Kerem, on grapes, is there a din net to revive the fourth year. But other parents, the fourth year, you're allowed to eat them any place. So tomorrow, not Honicha Leman de Toni Nekrevai. That's the Machloikit. There's a man in the Yom that says the fourth year Paris applies to all trees, all fruits, not only Kerem. Every fruit that there was a din earlier on, the first 3 years, you can't eat it, the fourth year, you're allowed to eat only in Yerushalayim. Then it's good that one hill is extra. You can learn out brachas from the word hill, because you only need then one hill to say that in hill that you can machal the peiris on money. But the second hill to say it's only negaya to wine, to grapes, that's not true. This man the Yomah says net the ravai is negaya to all peiris. Ela leman the tani kerem ravai, but the man the Yomah says no. So dinner the fourth year is only negaya to kerem, to grapes. And he knows it from the word Hillel, Ma'ik Lameimer. According to him, there's no extra word Hillel. So again, we don't know, where do we know there's a chiyuv to make a bracha? From this word Hilulim, we need it for different halachas. We need it that there's the yisoid of Hillel, you can mechalel, and that there's halacha only by Kerem, you have a mitzvah net revive, but not by Shaperis. So you see it's a machlaikis, it's more the Yitma. Rebbe Chiyev, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe, a machlaikis. Chatoni Kerem revive. One learns of evidence when a Paris says halacha, the fourth year's Paris. You have to eat in Yerushalayim, it's only negayah to grapes, only negayah to carrot. The chatoni net revai. One says no, net means anything that's planted. Any tree that you planted the first 3 years that's also ba'olo, the fourth year has a din net revai to it. So, according to this man, the yom net revai, you have at least one hillel extra. So, the more now, laman the toni kerem revai, even the man, the yom that says net the fourth year is only negayah to grapes. So then it's kasha. We need two hilulims for halachis. No. Honich iyalav gzereshovah. Maybe, how does he know that the fourth year is only negayah to grapes? Not because of the word hilul, but because he has the gzereshovah for it. So then the word hilul, one hilul will be extra then. The Tanya, Rebbe Yoimer, Nemakan here by the fourth year's parish, it says, Lohisav lachem tfosah. The Ebusha says that if you watch the 3 years of Orla, and the fourth year of Netar Ravine, then the fifth year Kodesh Baruch will give you a lot of tefuah. As this tree will give off a lot of fruits. The Nema Lahalan, the Dvarim, it says, Utfuah Sakerim. It says also Loshin Tefuah, and it says it by Kerim. So Ma Lahalan, just like for him, Dvarim, is talking about Kerim only by grapes, Avkan Kerim. He makes the Rebbe, makes the Zereshava, the din of Netar Ravine, the fourth year, is only the Gate of Kerim. So if you learn like this, I see Lei Chad Hilot Lebrocha. Then I call upon them from the word Hilulim, one Hillel is the lecturer. Because you only need one Hillel to tell me there's a din Hillel, that you can machal the peiris onto money. But the second Hillel is extra. To tell me it only applies by grapes and no other peiris, he knows that from Allah of the Gzeir Shava. He does not learn that out from the word Hillel. So Melo, one Hillel is extra, tell me a bracha. Right? The loyal of Gzeir Shava, but let's say he doesn't learn out from the Gzeir Shava. But how does he know that the fourth year's Paris is only negaya by Kerem, by grapes? Because he used the word Hillel to say a Dovra turned Hillel like Shiron, Yayin, or Bezoi Brochim and Ole. That was Akash, that according to that man, the Yomar, the both Hillulim are used. We don't have any extra person. Tell me the Tachir to make a Brochim. Vaita Zatimara, Vinam Yalav Gzeir Shov, and Afilu, you want to say, you learn out to Legzeir Shavar, that the fourth year is only the gate to great, and not to Shaperis. So then we have one Hillel extra. So the Kuru, you learn out from Hillel. You have to make a bracha before you eat it. So the Gemara Ashachon the Achra. In Svar, I'll say the one bracha goes to after you wait it. And like Tosis says, because we know there's a mitzvah to bench midiraisa. And that Tanach Liachra, he says, the Ika bracha Liachra, can assume the Achata Vesavata Verachta. The Ika midiraisa, the bracha midiraisa is to bench. That's after you got finished eating. So mainly here by Shah Peru. It is a chiyuv to make one wimmer, one bracha. It's a svara to put the svara when you get finished eating, right? To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's good. Ashkon liyachro. Aval afon of minayin. How do we know that before you eat, you have to give a shrach, make a bracha to Hashem? And the Gemara hold kasha. That wouldn't be so shver. I'll tell you a svara of yasi bekal v'choyma. Learn it from a kal v'choyma. Ki shusava mevorech. It was somebody spilled up. He has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is ki shurav lekol shchein. Before you eat, when you still hunger, that's a pshita svara for zikha, you have to make a bracha. That's why we make a kal, that's why we make a kal v'chaymer. So Tzayin speaks out, this kal v'chaymer is not a real good kal v'chaymer. Because usually kal v'chaymer is one of the midas of the Torah that you can learn out a mitzvah midiraisa with a kal v'chaymer. Now midiraisa, we know we have to bench. After you finish eating bread, you have to bench. Now if you're going to have a kal v'chaymer to tell me, mazuch, you have to bench. When you finish eating bread, so the kal v'chaymer, you have to make a moitzi lechem minorah before you start eating the bread. So that should be a svar midiraisa. So then it should be a chiv midiraisa to make a moitzi before you start eating bread. Now we know all brachas hanen was only midirabonin. That's what he says, this kal v'chaymer is not really good kal v'chaymer. There's a pirch on the kal v'chaymer. He says, l'fonim v'koshim, he says, lav kal v'chaymer hu, diim kein te bracha l'fonim midiraisa. And be all over, it's mashpesonim midirabonin. Say it's a type of a kal v'chaymer that the Rabbanan would learn. You have to make a bracha rishayna before you start eating. But a zich is not a sperm derisa.
If you eat when you're not hungry, you wouldn't make a bracha.
What?
Mash from the limud that you wouldn't make a bracha if you weren't hungry. That's the learning out that you when you're full and the culture of the kal v'chaymer is that you, when you're hungry you make the bracha. If you're not hungry, you make and you eat.
No, that's always it's always. But we don't hold like this. We see there's not the maskar anyway. Yeah. So the more Ashkechon, I call upon coming back to say, before Ashkechon, Kerem. Even if you want to say, good, we'll say that the Mandi Yom mother holds that the fourth year is only in the gate to Kerem. And he learns it out from Xer Shavu. So we have one word, Hillel extra. So this Hillel now is talking about you have to make a bracha. So good, you'll find you have to make a bracha by Kerem. For grapes, you have to make a bracha. Of the Shar Minim Minayin, how do we know what other Minim you have to make a bracha? So the Gemara, that's not Shred, the Yalef Mikarim, I learn now, just like when you eat a grape, you have to make a bracha, I'll tell you in Svar, who are then? Anything you eat, you have to make a bracha. So the Gemara, no, Makarim, no, the limit is Makarim, Dovashinena, Vitoyim Bracha, Afko Dovashinena, anything you enjoy, you have a north from eating it, is Toyim Bracha. So you learn it out from Karim. So the Gemara, no, equal, if I can ask a question on this. Malik Karim, you know why Karim, you have to make a bracha, Shekain Chai Boilis. It's a special mitzvah, matnas aniyim, by kerem. When you're picking off the grapes, odorless, either grapes fall down on the floor, or else when grapes grow on the tree, usually a grape grows with a cluster. That means it has a lot of bunches of grapes on one cluster. Let's say you have only two grapes growing on the leaf. There's not a whole cluster. So such a grape is a mitzvah to leave for the aniyim to take. But since the Torah gave a new mitzvah of odorless by grapes, it's a special three grapes. That's why you have to make a bracha. But I'll tell you, by all sharp fruits, maybe you don't have to make a bracha. So Gemara Kama Techiach. From this, I learn out from Kama. So Rashi learns Kama Techiach. Kama means like wheat, or tfuah, the grain that's growing. So Rashi, the Ashkechon, the Yatzchon, Rachmona bracha, the Yechsev Teichal Bo Lechem. It says, eat lechem, eat bread. The Samach Lev Yechata V'Savota V'Rachta. So we know clear that on Kama on wheat, you also have to make a bracha. And wheat does not have a mitzvah's onulis. So we'll learn out from wheat, you have to make a bracha fall over. For the Gemara, no. Malakoma, you know why wheat is different, why you have to make a bracha by wheat? Shekein chayev is pechala. At the Torah gave special mitzvahs by wheat. When you make the dough, you have to give off chala. So the Gemara, kerem, and who are, avazai kerem yochiach. Kerem, grapes, doesn't have a mitzvah chala. And you have to make a bracha. So the chura v'chazer adin, I'll learn out one from the other. Loi roi zeh. It's each chumra, the other one doesn't have. If you want to say grapes are special, because that's oilless, tfuah, wheat doesn't have oilless. I, we have the mitzvah chalom, but grapes doesn't have it. What's the common denominator between both of them? That both grapes and wheat, you're having hanokrom, the toim brocha, and you have to make a brocha before you eat them. Is av kol dover shenena toim brocha. Anything before you have hanokrom, you have to make a brocha. So to Gemara, no. Mala tara shalva shvem, these two things, grapes and grain and wheat, sheken yesh poitzad mizbeach. Both of them have a tzad that goes on the mizbeach. Wheat, you bring menachas from, you put it on the mizbeach. Grapes, wine, there's a mitzvah nisach hayayin, yayin goes on the mizbeach. So the Gemara v'yosin nani zayis, who are din aleph, oil, also learn out from this. Koshem, it goes into the menachas. The yispe tzad mizbeach. But shenken shaperis, that does not have shaykhah to the mizbeach, maybe you don't have to make a bracha. But I call for them zayis, the cross learn out from here. But the Gemara, the zayis, or aleph, mitzad mizbeach also, there's a reason why you have to make a bracha, because it has a tzad mizbeach, that the oil went into the menachas, they went on the mizbeach. For the hedjik sivva kerem, the pasuk says the lashon kerem by olives. The chsev ayivar migodish v'yad koma v'yad kerem zayis. So you see, a zayis is also called a kerem. But since we know kerem, you have to make a bracha. The chura zayis should also be called like a kerem. Now the Gemara know, Amar Rav Papa, kerem zayis ikri. It has a new name to it. It's called a kerem zayis. If you have a bunch of olive trees, it's called kerem zayis. Or the kerem stumble ikri. That's not called kerem stam. The Torah says kerem stam means only grapes. So just on grapes, I would say you have to make a bracha. And who are then on flour? Because flour goes on the mizbeach with the menachas. Vashenkin olive is not called the kerem. No olive oil, I say it's also make a bracha because it goes on the mizbeach with the shemen. Abazot gemara mikol mokim kasher. It's still shver though. Mala tarashav shpem shken yesh betzad mizbeach. Where do I say you have to make a bracha only if you eat wheat or you eat olives? Or you eat grapes, because those things go on the mizbeach. But how do you know shar minim but don't go on the mizbeach? So the Gemara of the Yalaf lo mishivas aminim. I learned it out from the shivas aminim that the shivas aminim also you have to make a bracha midiraisa, like some shittis. Look at Rashi, zayim minim zat Rashi. Hamurim bo eretz chitul seira the zayim minim. Ubasrayu right after that posik siv v'yachalta v'savot avarachta. So it must be from here that the chiyuv to make a bracha achrona even applies to the zayim minim, which we'll see later on in the parak. It's a machlokes man the yomer, it's a machlokes rishonim if it's a chiyuv midiraisa to make an alamichi or not. So pashtus hagmar where mashma would be that like Rashi, at least where Rashi learns that the shiva saminim also apply to the posik of v'yachalta v'savot avarachta. For the gemara, no mas shiva saminim, and the limud would be mas shiva saminim dova shenena. You have hanor from any one of these pairs. With toyin bracha, you have to make a bracha. Af kol dava shenena toyin bracha. For the Gemara, no. Ma the shiva saminim shekein chayavim be bikurim. Is the mitzvah bikurim? The first peiros to grow off these trees is the mitzvah to take it and put it in a basket and give it to the kain as bikurim. The mitzvah bikurim is only on the shiva saminim. Ma shekein apples or oranges that it's not shiva saminim has no mitzvah bikurim. Maybe you wouldn't be mechir to make a bracha. For the Gemara v'yoy. In this pasuk, v'yachalta v'savata v'rachta, it only says you have to make a bracha afterwards, after you finish eating. Aval afon of minayin, the Mishnah is talking about making bracha before you start eating. So the more vital we had before, holy kash, this wouldn't be so shver. The yachalta v'kal v'chayma, I can tell you learn out from the kal v'chayma. What's the kal v'chayma? At least the rabbon of the kal v'chayma. Kishusava mevorech madach, when you get filled, after you finish eating, you have to make a bracha. Kishurov l'koshchein, before you're studying avad, you have to make a bracha. So, yeah. For the more vital, the man that taught in Netravai, not the man the Yoma that learns Netravai. So according to him, we had one hillel extra. So the Gemara hot tenech even according to him, it's good. It's only good. Called dover netia, only something that's planted. You learn out from Netravai. It says lashon hillel, an extra word hillel that you have to give shvach to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But what is left to revive the day to? Only something that grew. It's only on fruits. That is a din all of the first 3 years. The fourth year, you have to have net to revive. Mashenki delav banatiya. What about food that doesn't grow? Kagoin bosa, meat, baits and eggs, the dog and fish, minole. How do you know you have to make a bracha? From kerem revive or from net revive, kill are not only things that you plant, you have to make a bracha. But shad dvarim like eggs and meat, how do you know you have to make a bracha? Ella, the Maskonas HaGemoris, it's only the Rabbonim, the Kisvaruhu, it's a Svaruhu, you have to make a Brocha. The what also Liyodim, it's a Svaruhu, you're not allowed to have Hanor from this world, also Liyodim, Shehenim, and Erlam Azeh, Beloi Brocha. It's a Svaruhu not to have any enjoyment from this world before you give Shmach back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Ella Svaruhu, Tavayu Islu Pircha. Of course, all the mandiyom de la kashas here. The mandatoni kerim v'yala brochim izayin aminim ika pircha shkein tuni bikurim. Bikurim. On the mandatoni netzavayik lemirfakatenach midi de banatia. Only things that grow. Or bedlav banatia, things that don't grow minolim, that you have to make a brocha. El the maskoner is, it's a svaruhu. Techivan denena, since you have hanor from it, sorokhu hoidos lemishabarim. That you have to give back haidor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Santa Rashi, Loshen Rashi, this is Shver. The Chura was saying now it's a Svarah, you have to make a Bracha before you eat the fruits. That's the Brachas in the Mishnah. Bar creates it before you start eating, you have to make a Bracha. So Rashi says, what's the Svarah? El Svarah, Techivah Denene, since you had some enjoyment, Sarach Lehidus, you have to thank Lemisha Bram, the one that gave it back. So Chura Rashi now talks about the point. The point should be that before you eat it, you have to give back your daughter Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shemash Rashi will be mashma like it's good. Midiraisa the chiv is only to bench afterwards. Because ikis tzvara is that when you're full, then you have to give haidor to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now from that then it's nesmachta tzvara, you should also give haidor thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu even before you start eating.
All right, continue on the other side. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbonin. It's also for a person to take any enjoyment from this world without first praising, giving a bracha to Hashem. And whoever does take enjoyment from this world without making a bracha is small. It's almost like you roll with Yisamila. Like you'd be Nana from Hegdis. Like Rashi says, it's still Hashem Ratzon Malaya, like we'll soon see. Morris says, Maitakante, how do you fix up this Haveri if you ate without first making a bracha? So Mor says, Yelchei Tzachachem, go to the Chachem, let him teach you something. So Mor's question, how's that going to help you? Yelchei Tzachachem, my Avalei, what can he do for you? Ho Avalei Yisur, you ready to the Yisur, you ready ate, without making a bracha. Ela rather, Omar Rova, it means like this. Yelchei Tzachachem, Mikara, V'yilam Dena Brachas. You should have went to a Talmud Chachem first, like to make sure you learn Hilchos Brachas. Kidei Yenorish, La Yovlu Dei Mila. You should not come to be over the Yisur of Mila, of Binenem, and Elam Azeh, Bolei Bracha.
To be over the Yisra Mila. Mashiach explains like, by Shah Brachas doesn't say go learn Hilchas Brachas. Because Hilchas davening, there's one nusach, there's one Brachas say you don't forget it. Mashiach, and here by Brachas, every food like has different Brachas. And we'll soon see the very Shra Lachas. You take the apple, you make a bar of rates, you make applesauce out of it, maybe you have to make a shakol, maybe the Brachas changes. So since it's very complicated, Hilchas Brachas is not enough to know at once. You have to say that go to a Chacham and keep on telling you over which halachas you have to make. So that's the Eitzah. So from this Gemara also to learn out, even though that Pidyevin, if you don't know which Brachas to make, you always have the Eitzah to make a Shakol. Pidyevin, a Shakol always patterns everything, but that's only Pidyevin, the Eitzah. Metchila, you're supposed, like it says here, go to a Chacham and learn exactly which Brachas you're supposed to make on which food, and not to be Samech on the Shakol. Yeah. If you do enjoy this without making a bracha, if you have enough from a kodesh bracha, like before of Mila, the pasuk says Hashem or some lawyer, the world belongs to Hashem. So more Reb Levi Rami, he has it for kasha. Siv Hashem or some lawyer. Well, Siv, another pasuk says Hashemayim, Shemayim Hashem. Right after it says Hashemayim, Shemayim Hashem. Or another pasuk says Shemayim Hashem. But Yoras to us, some of the Yodim, because Bracha gave the Yoras to us. So it's not Hashem or some lawyer, but Hashem gave us the world. Malakasha, kam kaidu bracha. Before you make a bracha, the world belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu.